Tuesday, July 22nd. OMG, I had dreamed of this moment for months, and now it was finally happening. It was Friday night, and I was seeing the Bad Boys live in concert for the first time. The energy is going to be wild, but just stay calm, Trevor warned us in the limo. Yes, the limo. I didn't know what he meant until he led us through a long, twisty hallway under the stage and up a flight of stairs. And there we were, backstage in the wings. Chloe, Zoe, and I were watching the show from the left wing, while Brandon, Marcus, Theo, and Violet were across the stage watching from the right wing. The dance divas were in the middle of their last show before leaving on a solo tour in Europe. On stage, everything was calm and controlled as they danced and sang their biggest hit, I'm So Over You. But backstage, it was total chaos. It seemed like a million people were running around, pulling ropes, moving equipment, placing sets, and pressing buttons. Teams of beefy-looking security guards were stationed at every entrance to the stage. Trevor introduced us to Sophia, the stage manager. She was wearing all black, standing at a podium thingy, and yelling commands into a headset. The audience cheered as the dance divas finished their final song and bowed. Zoe had been backstage at mega concerts before with her dad, so unlike me, she wasn't all that impressed. But suddenly, she shrieked and grabbed my arm. The Bad Boys had arrived backstage! Squee! The concert was about to start. They gave us big smiles and high fives as they rushed by. I thought the audience was extremely loud earlier, but now I was worried the whole stadium was going to collapse as 30,000 fans completely lost their minds. They were standing, screaming, and waving homemade signs declaring their love as the boys opened with their huge hit, Bad, Badder, Baddest. I was worried that my view from backstage wouldn't be that great, but I was wrong. We were so close, we could see every step and how perfectly synchronized the guys danced. When the song ended, the screaming got even louder. Hey, Chicago! Joshua cried. What's up? In the front row, three girls collapsed. Code FFF, three down, the stage manager shouted. I repeat, code FFF, three down. Zoe told me that code FFF meant frenzied fan fainted. Several security guards took off running while medics wheeled out three cots. I'm so happy to be in your beautiful city, looking out at your beautiful faces, Joshua continued over the screams. And to top it all off, I'm here with my brothers. That's when the guys posed just like on the cover of their newest album, with Vic down in front and the others with their arms around each other. It was fandemonium. Next, they went into a set of their biggest hits, one right after the other. First, I'd give anything to have my heart broken by you. Then, don't play me like that. Then, you for me. All the songs sounded even more amazing live. Then the lights went all blue and moody, and machines started pumping fog onto the stage as Nicholas stepped forward. Hey, girl, I love you. I want to sing a few songs just for you tonight. Is that okay? He shouted as the piercing screams almost shattered my eardrums. Code FFF, nine down. I repeat, code FFF, nine down. The stage manager yelled into her headset. OMG! Those Nick chicks were dropping like lovesick flies. After Nicholas sang three love ballads, Vic took center stage for the rap-heavy songs. Then it was back to more of the biggest hits, with Joshua front and center on vocals and Aiden dazzling the crowd with dance breaks. And we were right in the middle of it all! Their entire show lasted 90 minutes, which is a very long time to sing and dance nonstop. "This is so awesome!" Chloe exclaimed. "Can you believe that we're going to be out on that stage tomorrow night?" No, I could not believe it. The rest of the set was a blur of crazy screaming fans, including me and my BFFs, and a whirlwind of activity backstage. That concert was pure Bad Boys awesomeness. From the very first song to the finale. The final song was also my favorite, Later Hater. It had the same kind of vibe as our song, Dork's Rule. After the concert was over, I introduced Violet, Brandon, Theo, and Marcus to the Bad Boys. Everyone was super friendly and got along really well. All the guys laughed and joked like they'd known each other for years. Trevor told us the limos had arrived to take us back to the hotel, so we headed out as a group. But when we passed a drinking fountain, Victor and I stopped to get a drink while the others went ahead. After we finished, Victor took some lemon-scented hand sanitizer out of his pocket and used it. Then he took an inhaler out of his other pocket and took two puffs. "These stages and equipment are really dusty, and unfortunately, I'm allergic," he said. "But I try not to make a big deal about it, or the guys will tease me. You know, like the squirrel thing," he smirked. Victor was the tallest and most muscular, and as a rapper, he had the typical Bad Boy rep. But when he wasn't clowning around on camera with his bandmates, he actually seemed a bit shy. Suddenly, it made sense to me why he always wore those sunglasses, to hide his sensitive side. "Don't worry about it. Everyone is creeped out by something. Personally, I'm afraid of spiders and mean girls slathered in lip gloss," I joked. "So, have you been around squirrels very much?"
"No, not much at all. But when I was a kid, I saw a horror movie called Squirrels on a Plane," he said.
"Vic, you do realize that most people who saw squirrels on a plane are afraid of them, right?" That's when we both grinned, then snickered, and then snorted with laughter until our sides hurt. "I've heard that they're not that dangerous, as long as there aren't a dozen of them on a plane. You should seriously try feeding just one in a park, and work your way up from there," I smiled. "But beware of dust bunnies. I've heard those little critters can be deadly." Victor nodded and gave me a big smile. Victor has an awesome smile.
"I love your wicked sense of humor, Nikki, so I'll definitely take your advice," he laughed as we joined the others.
After watching the Bad Boys on stage and talking to Victor, I was very sure the strange behavior we'd seen earlier that day was a fluke. It was quite obvious that these guys sincerely cared about each other and were true friends.